Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yizborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parshas Achrei Mois, the Isur of Shechutei Chutz, Shechtin Korbono is outside the Mishkon or outside the Beis HaMikdosh. By the Aliyah of Revi, Perek Yud Zayin, Posuk Aleph. Vaydaber Adonoi el Moshe Leimor, Daber el Aharon ve'el Bonov, ואל כל בני ישראל ואמרתו עליהם, זה הדבור אשר ציוו אדוני לאמור. And Hashem told Moshe, tell Aaron and his children and the entire Bnei Israel, and tell them, this is what Hashem has commanded. איש איש מבית ישראל אשר ישחט, שויר אוי חסב אוי איז במחנה, אוי אשר ישחט מחוץ למחנה. Anybody from Am Yisrael who shechts a korban, whether it be from the ox family, or a sheep, or a goat, whether he shechts it b'machane, in the camp of Am Yisrael, or he shechts it outside the camp of Am Yisrael. Vel Pesach oy hel moed, loy hevi oy, lakiv korban ladoinoy lifnei mishkan adoinoy, dom yechoshev lo ish ahu, dom shafoch, and he doesn't bring the korban to the entrance of Oyel Moed to bring it as a korban to Hashem in the Mishkan. Such a person is equivalent to spilling human blood to a roitzeach, and such a person is chayv kores, just like a roitzeach. Says Rashi, posuk gimel asher yishchat shoyr oy chesef b'mukdoshin akosu medaber. We're not talking about stam shechting an animal outside the Mishkan. We're talking about shechting a korban animal. How do I know? From the next posuk, posuk dalet, shenema lakriv korban b'machane chutz la'azoro, and chutz la'machane is outside the camp of Am Yisrael. Dom yechoshev kishoiver dam ha'odom, equivalent to somebody who killed a human being, shemischay benafshoi, who is also chayim miso. Dom shofoch, what are these extra words coming to me? Malbe, l'rabo, he says, azuyrek domi machutz. Even if he shechted it in the Azora, but then he took the dam and was zuyrek it outside the Azora, he is also chayiv kores. Posuk hei lema'an asher yovi'u b'nei Yisrael es zivcheihem asher heim zuyvechim al pnei hasodeh vehevi'um ladoinoi el pesach o yel mu'ed el ha'kohen v'zo v'chu zivchei shlomim el ladoinoi oisom. Up until this point in history, before there was a Mishkan, Am Yisrael brought korbanos wherever they wanted. You built a bomo and brought a korban. Says the Torah, now that we have a Mishkan, you may no longer do that. Leman, in order that Am Yisrael should bring their korbanos, that up until now they were used to bringing it wherever they want in the field, not anymore. Now ve'avim l'Hashem el Pesach oyel moed el akoyen, and only there ve'zov chuziv cheshlomim l'Hashem oisam shechted as a korban shlomim to Hashem. Says Rashi, Hashem asherim zuivchim asherim regilim lizboya, what they used to bring korbanos to Hashem until now, from now on only in the Mishkan. Posuk vav v'zorak ha'kohen es adom al mizbach adonoi pesach oyel moed v'iktir achelev v'reach nichoyach ladonoi. And the kohen will be zuyrek the dam on the mizbeach. The shechita, anybody could do, or Yisrael could also shecht shechita k'sheira bezal. From the zriko and on, only kohen could do at the entrance of oyel moed, and the kohen will be maktir the chalovim, the fats, on the mizbeach l'reach nichoyach to Hashem. Posuk zayin v'lo yizbechu oides zivreihem la'asirim asher im zinim achariihem chukas oylom tihiye zois lohem ledoy roisom. Although the Isur of Shechutei Chutz, shechting a korban outside the Azora, applies even if a person has intentioned l'shem shamayim, not for avodah zarah, he wants to bring a korban to Hashem, that is also osur and is chayiv kores. But the Posuk Zion tells us it's a preventative measure. In order that, people should not be nichshal in bringing korbonos lasiirim, to the shadim, to demons and other mazikim, that there's zoyne afterwards, people have a taiva for avodah zarah to bring korbonos. And therefore you may not bring korbonos outside the azara, even for Hashem. Forever for the generations to come. Says Rashi, la seirim la shadim, kmo yoseirim irak dusham, which means shadim. Posuk ches v'alehem toimar ish ish mi beis Yisrael min ager asher yagur b'seichom asher ya'ale oylo oizovach. Posuk ches tells us an additional iser regarding korbonos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Up until now, we discussed someone who shechts a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. And we were marbe from Dom Shofoch, even if you zirik the dam. Posuk Ches tells us, even if someone else did the shechita and the zrika, and this person simply brings the chalovim, brings the ivorim, onto a boma, onto a mizbeach, outside the Beis HaMikdash, that is also included in this isu. Valiem Toimal tell them ish ish mi beis Yisrael, any yid, whether a born Jew or whether he's a geir, asher ya'ale, who will raise upon the mizbeach, whether it be a korban oila or a korban shlomim. Ve'el pesach oyel moed lo yevienu la soy 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 la doinoi venichas soy shahu me'amov, and he doesn't bring it to the entrance of Oyel Moyed, to put it on the Mizbeach in the Azora, such a person is also Chayev Kores. Says Rashi, Asher Yale Oylo Lechayev Ala Maktir Evorim Bachutz, somebody who burns the Evorim of a Korban Oylo outside the Mishkan, that's equivalent to Keshechet Bachutz, equivalent to Shechting a Korban outside the Azora. Shim Shochat Echod Vehelo Chaveiroi Shneim Chayovin, even if one person shechted another person was Maktiret, he's going to be chay. They're both going to be chayim kores. Benichras, definition of kores is Rashi. Zaroi nichras, his children will die, and the yom of nichrosin, and he himself will die young. Posuk yud veish ish mi beis Yisrael uminagir agor beseichom masho yichal kol dom ונוסעתי פונאי בנפש הויכל אסס אדום ויכרתי אויסו מקרב עמו. A new iser. Anybody from Am Yisrael, whether he be a born Jew or a geir, that eats any type of blood, Hashem will put his angry face in him, and a person who eats blood, and he is chayv kores. Why? Ki nefesh habosor badom hi vani nesativ lochem al hamizbeach lechaper al nafsho yiseichem ki adom hu banefesh yechaper. Because the living force, the soul, so to speak, of every living creature is in the blood. And I gave that blood for you. It should meant to go on the mizbeach, to be mechaper on your nefesh. The dam which is the nefesh is mechaper on your nefesh. Because the dam is, the nefesh is in the dam. It's meant to go as a kaporo. And therefore I'm telling you, do not eat dam. Says Rashi, kol dom, posuk yud. Lefi shenemar posuk yud aleph. But nefesh yechaper, it's meant for kaporo. Yochol, you may think, lo yechayev elo al dam amukdoshim. So maybe the issue should only apply to dam, the blood of a korban. Tamud loymar kol dom, it applies to all dam, even not of a korban. V'nosati ponai. The poshup shadin's ponai is my angry face. Rashi is making a drosha. Ponai, penai sheli. All my extra time. I will make extra time in order to punish him. Poinani mekol asokai. I remove myself from everything else I have to do. Voisek boy to deal with the chorus of this person. Ki nefesh habosor shel kol bilyo. Any creature. Badom hitluya. Its living force is dependent on the blood. That's why the dam goes on the mizbeach. To avoid nefesh, but to chaper al nefesh. And therefore it's improper for you to eat it. Eat it even if it's not dam of kodesh. Pozo good beis al kein omar ti livnei Yisrael kol nefesh mikem l'sichal dom ve'ageir agor m'sichachem lo yoichal dom. And therefore, this is why I told Bnei Yisrael, nobody of you is allowed to eat dam, including the geirim And Rashi tells us, kol nefesh, including that gedolim, that are chayev in all mitzvahs, have to see to it that ketanim also do not eat blood. They should not give them to eat blood. Says Rashi, kol nefesh mikem lehazir gedolim ala ketanim. The gedolim should be careful that the ketanim also do not eat blood. Posuk Yud Gimel ve'ish ish mibnei Yisrael u'minagei ragor b'seicho masho yotzud tzeidechayo oy oif asher yochel v'shofach es domoy v'chisohu be'ofor. Another halacha related to dam, to the blood of an animal. Anybody from Am Yisrael, whether it be a born Jew or a geir that joined our religion, asher yotzud, that traps, Tzeid chayo, chayo is a non-domesticated animal, like a deer, or a gazelle, an ibex, or oif, or any type of bird, even if it's domesticated, and a person shechts a chayo, an oif, hadaloch is, he has to spill its blood and cover it with dirt. Says Rashi, asher yotzud, in the yellow side, only if you trap, sounds like only a non-domesticated birds. What about avozim v'tana goyle minayin? Goose and chickens, don't have to trap. Those are raised. How do I know that there's also the mitzvah of kisui adam, covering their blood? Tamud loymal tzeid, the extra word, asher yotzud tzeid. Mikol mokim coming to marbe, all types of birds. Im kein lo moneme asher yotzud. So why does it say that you trap? Trap implies only non-domesticated birds that you have to trap. To teach us, shelo yichal boso elo bazmono hazois. Rashi in Chulin, Daf Pei Dalet, explains what this Gemara means, that even though if a person has avosim and tana goylim, he doesn't have to trap them, but a person should not be used to be eating meat all the time. Rather, it should be viewed as if something you have to work hard to get to. Namely, you have to trap it. Rashi over there explains, if a person eats meat too often, he may become poor. Asher yeyochel prat letmei, not if you shecht a non-kosher bird, only birds that are meant to eat. If you shecht them, then you chayev in kisui adam. So the mitzvah of kisui adam is only relevant to chayois, non-domesticated animals, and oifois, not behemois, not domesticated animals like a cow, a sheep, or a goat. Why is the word tzeid being marbe, even domesticated birds, but not domesticated animals? The answer is because the Torah says mefurish chayo, and chayo has a connotation of non-domesticated animals. So therefore, the ribuy of tzeid must be going on oifois only. Posuk yudalid ki nefesh kol basor damoy venafshoy hu voimar livnei Yisrael. Dam kol basor lo yisechelu ki nefesh kol basor damoy hi kol oichelov yikoreis. Because the living force of any living creature is in its blood, his nefesh, its soul, is in its blood. And therefore I told Am Yisrael, do not eat the dam, because that's as if you're eating the flesh. And Rashi and the Pasuk said before, and that flesh is meant to be mechaper on you. And therefore, don't eat the dam. And everybody eats dam is going to be chayiv koris. Says Rashi, domo benafshiyu, domo yhu loy bemokem nefesh. That is its soul. Shen nefesh totluya boy. Its soul. It's totally on the dam. Ki nefesh kol baso domo yhu hanefesh hu hi adam. Now Rashi is bothered by a kash over here. In the beginning of the pasuk it says ki nefesh kol baso domo benafshoy hu loshen zochor. At the end of the pasuk it says ki nefesh kol baso domo hi, loshen nekeva. And for Rashi, because dam ubosor is loshen zochor, and nefesh is loshen nekeva. At the beginning of the pasuk, the hu is going back on the dam and bosor. At the end of the pasuk, the hi is going back on the word nefesh. Pasuk tezvav vechol nefesh, asher techal nevelo utreifo bo ezroch uvagir, vechibes begodov verochat v'amayim v'tomiyad erev. If we were to translate the pasuk literally, the pasuk is telling us anybody who eats a nevelo or a trefo, a nevelo is an animal or a bird that was not shechted properly or died without shechita at all, And a trefa is an animal or a bird who has a hole in one of its inner organs, its lungs, its stomach, its brain. Anybody, whether he's an ezrach, a born Jew, or a ger, such a person becomes tamei, he and his clothing. And therefore he himself and his clothing have to go to the mikvah, and they will be tamei until the evening, and then they'll become tor. But Rashi tells us that is not the pshat in the pasuk. Rather, there is no such thing as a tumas nevela utrefa when you eat it. We add in Parsha Shmini, a nevela is metame bimago if you touch it, or bimaso if you carry it. There is no tuma by eating a nevela. Rather, this is referring to a specific type of eating. Only a nevela of an oif tohoir, a kosher bird that died or is not shechted properly. Its nevela is not metame bimago uvemaso. Its nevela is metame only by eating it. That is what the word v'chol nefesh asher tichal nevela, nevela of an oif tohoir, v'chibes begodo v'rochas b'mayim v'tohir, v'tome ado ere v'tohir. And what is the word trefa coming to tell me? Trefa is the word that tells me that only a nevelas oif tohoir is metame b'achilo. How so? Trefa means it has a hole in one of its inner organs. By a non-kosher bird, that trefa is not relevant. You can't eat it because it's a non-kosher bird. The only time trefa is relevant is only to a kosher bird. If it's a kosher bird and it was shechted properly, but it's a trefa, you can't eat it because it's a trefa. So the word trefa is a code word telling you that we're only talking about kosher birds, that trefa is relevant to them. Says Rashi, when it goes down the esophagus, when you swallow it. This pasuk is teaching us, only by eating it will it be metama you. It's not metama by touching it. What is the word treifo teaching me? How does that teach it to me? Only where treifa is relevant. The concept of treifa, it may have a hole in its lung, but it's halachically not relevant because you can't eat it anyways. The only place that a halachic treifa is relevant is only by an oif toil. So the word treifa is telling me that when did I tell you that if you eat a nevela of an oif, it's metama you and your begodim? That's only by nevelas oif tohoil. Posuk dezayin ve'im lo yechabes uvesaroy lo yechotz ve'noso avoinoi. And if he doesn't wash his clothing in a mikvah, and if he himself doesn't go to the mikvah, and he eats kochim or goes into the Beis HaMikdosh, v'noso avoinoi, he'll be chayiv kores. But the kores is only if he didn't go to the mikvah and enter the Beis HaMikdosh or ate kochim. But if he didn't put his clothing into a mikvah and his clothing enter the Beis HaMikdosh, then he's only chayiv malkus, not kores. Says Rashi, v'noso avoinoi, not stam for being tomei, only im yoichal kodesh yikores l'mikdosh. We saw already in Parshas Tzav that a person that's tomei that enters the Beis HaMikdosh or eats kochim is chayv koris. The chiddush over here is that even if it's the tumo of eating an avelas oiv toil, which is not metame b'mago v'maso, you may have thought it's a lower level tumo and maybe it's not chayv koris, says the Torah, no, it's the same chayiv kores as a regular tomei that enters the Beis HaMikdosh or eats kodshim. Uvesoroi lo yirchotz v'noso avoinoi. Rashi is going to darsh in the extra word, besoroi. It could have simply said, v'im lo yechabetz v'lo yirchotz. Why did it say, uvesoroi lo yirchotz? Says Rashi to teach us, al rachitzas gufoi onush kores, v'al kibus begodim b'malkes. It's coming to differentiate. Although the pasuk says two things, you got to go to the mikvah and your clothing have to go to the mikvah, but they're not the same level. If your clothing didn't go to the mikvah and they enter the Beis HaMikdosh, that's chayv malkus. But if you didn't go to the mikvah and enter the Beis HaMikdosh, then you're going to be chayv koris. Adkan, the second topic of Parshas Achrei Mois, the Issur of Shchutei Chutz, and Derech Agav, the Torah broadened also the Issur of Achilas Dam, the Mitzvah of Kisui Adam, and the Tumah of Nevelas Oif Tohoir.